What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. This week, we are talking about the idea of letting go of control. It is something that I know in my life has at different times held me back, at different times added massive amounts of stress to my life, at different times added overall some negative emotions. And so what we want to talk about today is really five things that you can do to start letting go of control in your life and ultimately increasing the results that you have in your life. And not just the results you have, but the amount of joy that you have in your life. I think sometimes we can go through our life and try to feel so in control that even if we achieve things, we may not actually enjoy it as much because, well, there's always something else that we need to control. So today we want to dive into this idea. I'm going to give you five really simple things that you can start to do to embody this idea of letting go of control. And before we dive into all the five steps, I just want to encourage you, as always, to hit that subscribe button so you can join us every single week on the show. So hit that subscribe button. If you're enjoying it, send it to a friend. And without further ado, let's dive into these five ways that you can begin to let go of some of that control in your life that sometimes doesn't bring the most positive things into your life. Now, the first thing we want to understand when it comes to control is understanding the urge for control, right? The urge, the need, why we have this desire to feel in control in the first place. And so what I want to do, kind of kick this off with, is actually the definition of what control is, but in a psychological and emotional standpoint. And so I got this on the internet. I love this definition, and I'm going to share it with you now. And what it says is, in psychological and emotional context, control can refer to an individual's need or desire to manage their surroundings or circumstances as a way to cope with feelings of insecurity, fear, or uncertainty. This desire for control can sometimes lead to excessive or rigid behavior known as control issues. Right? So really what it is this idea that we always need to be in control of everything that's going on in our life, right? And sometimes we can get in this idea of wanting to control everything, right? Wanting to control sometimes the people around us, wanting to control our health, wanting to control, you know, so many different things, what's going on every single day at our job or our career or our business. So we want to understand that, right? And sometimes what happens is when we increase control in our life and the need for control, it can increase a sense of stress and an increase of anxiety, right? So the more we try to control, the more stress that we ultimately have, right? So that's the real first simple thing, is understanding this idea of control. Why do we control? Well, it's because we want to always feel like we are in charge of what's happening in our life. But that really brings us to kind of number two here, which is understanding the illusion of control. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had times in my life where I really felt that I was in control of some areas of my life, and I realized rather quickly that I actually wasn't in control at all. And to take you back to a moment in my life where this happened, you've maybe heard me share part of this story before on the podcast, but there was a moment in my life where I was really into health. I'm still into health today, but when I mean really into health, I had a trainer that I worked with. I was on a meal plan. I mean, every single day I would wake up, I would have, you know, six egg whites for breakfast. A few hours later, I'd have a bowl of oatmeal. A few hours later, I'd have some chicken and broccoli and rice. And, you know, kind of throughout the day, I was just eating massive amounts of calorie, going to the gym for two, maybe some days, 2.5 hours. And I was doing everything possible to be in control of my health. I was, you know, sleeping 8 hours a night. Again, I was exercising. I was doing what I thought were so many of the right things to build a healthy body. And as I was going through this process, I shortly after decided to leave and go travel. And I ended up going to Bali for a few weeks, going to New Zealand. And when I was in New Zealand, even while I was on top of my health, I was still eating clean. I was still eating healthy. Even though I was traveling, I was still getting in some forms of exercise, right? To kind of have that mental, just positives that come from exercise, right? Having the endorphins release, the dopamine, all those sorts of things. And yet while being so in control of my health or trying to be in control, I ended up getting cancer. Now, when this happened, it was interesting. I started to have conversations with my mom saying like, why is this happening? Conversations with my friends where they're like, you're not someone that's unhealthy. Like you're not someone that, you know, is doing a bunch of unhealthy things to your body. You're not out partying all the time, you know, smoking all, you know, cigarettes and different things all the time and, you know, doing different things that just, you know, we could say would harm your body. I wasn't doing those things yet. I still really didn't have control of my health, right? I could control certain parts, but I really couldn't control everything. And I want you to ask yourself, is there a moment in your life where you tried to control some area of your life and maybe something happened in your life where you had a moment of realization where you go, wow, maybe I'm not actually in control of this thing, right? So sometimes, although we want to force ourselves to be in control and not let go, the reality is control is really just an illusion, right? We're never really in control. I mean, you look at COVID as another example, right? So many people said, I'm going to be in control of my future. I'm going to, you know, get a 9-to-5 job. I'm going to do this job that's secure. And then something like COVID happens, right? And all of a sudden, their entire plan for the control they had in their future was wiped away when tens of thousands of people got laid off, right? So again, understand that control, it's an illusion. Now, this brings us to number three, and that's really the benefits of letting go. Now, the benefits of letting go is when you truly let go of something, whether it's letting go of feeling like everything needs to be perfect in your life, whether it's letting go of feeling like you need to have, you know, the perfect partner that you find or the perfect career that you find or the perfect business that you launch or the perfect business plan to launch the business, right? When you finally let go of that idea of control, it's like the world is lifted off your shoulders, right? You begin to get this sense of release. You begin to get almost this sigh of relief in your spirit of, oh man, like I can let go. I can give it up and I can let, you know, we could say God or the universe or spirit or energy. I can give it up to that. Right? And when you begin to do that, you'll notice your stress goes down and your anxiety goes down. Now, as you do this, you want to understand, easier said than done. Right? Easier said than done. It is one thing to say, I'm going to let go. And it's another thing to really let go, right? And I would encourage you to practice, right? That's going to take us into step four, which is one of the big reasons that people don't let go and don't give up control. And it's really four, number four here, is overcoming the fear of letting go of control, right? Now, what happens when we think about letting go of control? I know sometimes what happens in my brain, maybe it's similar to yours, is we can go into this sense of, well, if I let go, then I'm not going to achieve this thing and that's not going to happen and I'm not going to achieve, I'm not going to have the health or the relationship or the perfect. And what begins to happen really is that's fear that's starting to take over. And from the hundreds of people that we've interviewed on this podcast, if there's one thing I know to be true, from the people that I've interviewed on this show, from the, you know, I don't know, tens of dozens of books that I've read on success principles and biographies that I've read, it's that when you really become successful in life or you enjoy your life, you have to walk in faith, not fear. Right? If you're looking to take a next step in your life, whether it's for a relationship, whether it's for your health, whether it's for your career, for your business, part of what understands and what can help you understand if you're letting go of control or not is asking yourself, is this next step you're thinking about taking, is it based out of fear or is it based out of faith? Right. I just read this book for the second time, I believe, and I'm about, you know, 5/6 of the way done through the book, and it's called Outwitting the Devil. It's a conversation this gentleman, Napoleon Hill, wrote the book, where he had a conversation with the devil about kind of how does he, take control of people in their life. And one of the big things they talk about in this book is the way the devil or negative energy or whatever you want to call it for your terminology, the way that it gets control of you and prevents you from not creating a life you really enjoy is it gets you to walk in fear. It gets you to take a step out of scarcity, right? But really, if you want to create a life that you enjoy, you have to be willing to take a step into faith. You have to be willing to adopt an abundance mindset that says, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to take a step. Right. We just talked about this recently on the podcast with Rebecca. Right. There's part of life that when you let go, it feels like you're on a roller coaster. Right. Like everything's kind of, you don't know what's going to happen next. You're going to have these crazy turns. You're going to do some flips and you're going to get off the roller coaster once you let go and go, man, that was a crazy ride. Let's go again. So understand, maybe if there's one thing you take from today's episode, ask yourself for this next step that you're going to take in your life, this thing that you've been thinking about, you've been debating, you've been wondering which direction you should go. Maybe you've been trying to control things. As you give yourself permission to let go, ask yourself, does that put you in a step of faith or does that put you into fear? And you want to allow yourself to let go and to step into faith. All right. So that's number four. Number five is really just the practical steps to letting go of control. And what that is in your life, maybe daily or weekly, you may notice that you have your tendencies of control popping back up in your life. So what I really just simply want to give you is three steps to start letting go, right? Three practical things you can do to start letting go of control anytime that it comes into your life. And the first step really simply is simply notice. Right now, the next time control pops into your life, right, where you're really trying to control everything, first and foremost, simply notice. Just take a moment, step back, right, figuratively, and go, whoa, this is me trying to be in control of everything. And I promise you, there's probably some stress that's related to it, right? So if you have a spike in stress, if you have a spike in anxiety, maybe that's a moment to reflect and say, am I trying to be over controlling here? And if you are, number one is simply notice. And number two is pick something new. So instead of trying to control it, maybe what you pick for the something new is deciding to let go. Deciding to say, you know what? I am going to allow myself to not feel like I need to be in control of everything with this specific situation. I'm going to let go. I'm still going to work hard and do the things I know I can do to help us achieve the outcome we want, but I'm going to allow myself to really just let go. That's step two. And then step three, just like we talked about, is you have to have faith and trust. So once you let go, you got to know that faith and trust is going to bring the right things into your life. So as we begin to wrap up our episode for today, really simply, I just want you to ask yourself, what's one area of your life where you could begin to release control? And right now, I want you to take a deep breath in, a deep breath out, and make a conscious decision to start letting go in that area of your life. And maybe you've just noticed a shift in your energy, right? A shift of ease, right? A sense of pressure off your shoulders. All you need to do is, let's say for the next 3 days, allow yourself to release control in this area of your life and just simply notice what begins to happen. Now, as you do it, remember to be patient with yourself, right? This is a possible habit that you've had for a long time. And so it may take a little bit of time to get over that sense of always feeling like you need to be in control. But remember, if you follow this three-step protocol, number one, simply notice. Number two, pick something new. Number three, have faith and trust. Then you're going, over time, to begin to get stronger at letting go of control and allowing yourself to kind of just have faith and trust. All right. And once you begin to do that, you're going to start to notice that some pretty incredible things can come into your life. All right. So that's what we have for you on today's episode. Again, the five things you want to run through is number one, really understanding what control is. Number two, understanding that control is an illusion and you never really have control. Number three, understand the benefits of what can happen when you allow yourself to let go. Number four, overcome that fear that sometimes shows up when you try to let go of control. And then number five is finally, remember to apply the practical steps to letting go of control. Number one, simply notice. Number two, pick something new. And number three, have faith and trust. Thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode. I hope you have a beautiful, outstanding, incredible rest of your day. And if you do not want to go anywhere, don't feel like you need to. I have another episode coming up right after this that you are more than welcome to hang around to. All right, my friend, I will talk to you soon. Have a beautiful rest of your day.